Dad's Moondog Show. And guess what?
What?
It's that time.
What time?
To listen to a little Trussin' Bird Band.
Don't you think it's a little early for that?
What do you mean?
Well, you're just waking up South Haven and you're going to play that hard rock music. And
we're going to preview in the order of the album, which the first one is Empty Promises and Broken Dreams. And it is kind of a stomper. It's a bit of a rock and roll tune. And, you know, and when we talk about some of the songs, and, you know, really, there's only, for the most part, just two of us who made the music. Tom Russin, who is sitting across from me, he, for the most part, did all of the music as far as there. We had a few other people that helped out, a little guitar here, some drum here.
Yeah.
But Tom put together all the bass of all the music, the rhythms and the structure of the music. And then I got it, other than three songs, which he also did the lyrics for and the main vocals. But I did out of the 12, I did 9 of the vocals and the lyrics for those. So
harmonica.
And harmonica and
right,
everyone,
right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then Charlie Fritchie, we can't forget Charlie.
We can't. And I'd like to say, you know, we had several of the songs, a great drummer, but he just wanted to be a great drummer in name only. Didn't really want us to talk about him doing it. But
sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Didn't work so well for you,
did it?
It
don't work for you, Tom.
Maybe I played the drums.
Yeah, you know, and you did play the drums in a couple. And as a matter of fact, in Empty Promises, Broken Dreams, I'm pretty sure you did do the drums in that one.
Yes.
And, you know, when we did that song, on Super Bowl Sunday, that was the first song we made, and I said, let's make a video. Came over on Super Bowl Sunday to Tom's house into his home studio and put the camera in Laura's hands at about 2 o'clock. We messed around and shot for an hour and a half or so, picked up. I went home and had that thing slapped together almost by time.
Game time. I still did
a little more work after that, but the base of it was pretty much done by game time. So,
that's right.
Yeah, because then you came over and watched the game.
Yeah, and that was just a quick down and dirty one location, and it looks pretty darn good. And since then, we've done two more, but we'll talk about those in a minute.
And it sure made Miss Laura cocky. She's walking around like she's Miss Camerawoman now.
She's a little peacock after that. I shot that. And I will have to say hats off to her that was the first music video that she ever shot.
Definitely.
And really kind of the first video that you shot with a purpose, you know, for something. And I got a shot of a bird flying by or blah, blah, blah. You actually shot it for a music video. So it's almost a professional thing she did it for,
I'm surprised that your first music video after following Tom around for 10, 20, 30 years.
Well, Tom's first 30 years, they didn't even have cameras.
Well, I thought she might have had one of them over-the-shoulder full VHS
cameras.
Well,
I have lots of still shots. And when I, you know, put on Harbor Fest for so many years, I didn't have time to be taking a video. I took a lot of pictures, but no video.
Didn't have the old Bolex film camera.
Of course, we have the home videos of Harbor Fest. We do have those, nothing professional like Rob.
Okay, that was really what, I don't know how we got to that, but, you know, Empty Promises and Broken Dreams is a pretty kind of it's a straightforward song, and I guess a lot of the songs that I write are kind of FU songs, a couple of them here and there.
See, I said this is too early for South
Haven.
It is Saturday morning.
Well, I didn't say the bad word, and the song doesn't say it, but they kind of are. Songs with a little angst to it.
Or a little brokenhearted,
No, come on. No. We don't need to go there.
So. Oh, yeah, she's going to start digging, we're the real meaning.
I'm not going to cry on my own radio show.
But where's the couch?
Right. Okay, well, here's the first 1 minute of Empty Promises, Broken Dreams.
Time has passed, can't run no more.
That was Empty Promises, Broken Dreams, right? Or Empty Dreams, Broken Promises. I sometimes get
broken
confused.
Broken Heart. I can't remember the
name. That's right. So I guess ladies first, Laura, what did you think of that song when you first heard it?
Well, I thought it was pretty cool because what I like is you guys come together with such different styles and making something so cool out of it.
Yeah, and kind of originally, and I don't to put words into Tom's mouth, he said, I don't normally make songs that are quite this heavy, so that's why he sent it to me. And that's what we came up with, and I think you kind of enjoyed that once it once we turned it out.
I like the intro. It's got a nice intro. It sounds like it's taking you somewhere.
Yeah, and well, and hopefully it does. And I think that's probably kind of the song that a lot of people can relate to.
Good. I do too.
So how come you chose this one as your first one out of the whole album?
Well,
you think you might want to start something on a more positive level, you know, instead of something so depressing.
Well, it's not really depressing. It's the first song that we made together. It's his first music video, and I said when we were talking to Tom about the order, why did you say it's good for the first one?
Again, back to the intro. It sounds it sounds like it's the beginning of something. You know?
It sounds like it's the beginning of something, and it's the first thing, and it just seemed to be the right one because we both put together orders on how these songs should go on an album, and we were pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the order and then the timing that you needed on both sides.
Yeah, that's kind of for the album.
Oh, but
you're
doing vinyl. You got to flip that thing over. Yeah. That's exciting.
And well, and we could only do 10 or 11 of the songs. We can't even put all the songs on. I think Quiver Shiver we're going to leave off. When we do the vinyl.
Hey, it's probably good. It's too early for Quiver Shiver in South Haven, too.
Yeah.
So that ought to be intriguing. That's like the seventh song, so we won't be previewing that one for a while on the show, but you can always go to Trust and Bird Band on Spotify. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Pandora. Pretty much anywhere you stream music, you can find this album. So we certainly are inviting everybody and want them to go listen to it. Let us know what you think because Tom's been making music like this for a long time. And I know he's pretty proud of what we did. And to me, it's just mind-blowing that we were able to accomplish something like that. And I think every song is good.
I do too. I like I said, it's
there
COVID.
He is.
Rob Slance, there he is.
Creativity.
Yeah, let's see what he's up to. He's got a minute left.
Maybe he heard the song.
Yeah.
He might have. Hey, what's up, Rob?
What's happening? How you doing, man?
We're doing good. We're like right in the middle of a segment here, so we're gonna finish this segment with you. We've got a minute with you, and then we're going to take a break and we'll come back and talk to you a little more. So what's going on in your world at UFC Tree Care?
Oh man. As you've seen, you know, we're dealing with this big project. You even weren't even allowed to fly over the airspace because of the property and all the rules and stuff. And there's so many rules, man. I'm aware of all of them, or at least I understand them when I learn that from them.
Well, you know the safety, Rob. You know how to stay safe.
Well, we always have to learn every day, don't we? But, hey, really, I only have about another 10 seconds here before I got to go to break. But, how is that project going?
It's going good. We are still waiting on permits, but we're keeping busy in the meantime, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about tree service with you after the break when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.